tip
right.
your nurses. I'll be here all week.
Yeah. All right. Barber, yes.
Barber, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Cab driver, Uber driver, yes.
Yep.
Somebody
obviously.
That delivers food to your house,
yes. No question.
What else am I missing?
Let's see. Well, waiter, bartender.
What are the tough ones? What are the tough ones? Where's like the one in the middle?
You mentioned Uber drivers.
Yes.
Pull up your Uber app. Okay. So when you open it, it goes like this. It opens and you know, blah, blah, blah. And it tells you where do you want to go and all that stuff. But if you hit account on the bottom,
okay. Mm-hmm.
At the top, right under your name, has your Uber rating. What is it?
4.87.
Slee?
4.91.
Mace?
4.89.
Victory! 4.93! Wow.
We're all good, though. They're all within...
No, they're all really good. Right? They're all within a couple of points.
You know what this is how just mental I am. I want to know who were the 0.7 that didn't give you the 5?
I know exactly who gave me a bad score. I know exactly what happened.
Well, because you don't tip for bad service. I tip no matter what.
No. Here's what happened. So
drunk friend?
Uber pulls up. I had a drink in a plastic cup like this.
Okay.
So I've got my hands full, and I set the cup on the roof for just a minute. And again, plastic cup, nothing. Get that cup off my car.
Like that?
Yeah.
I bet you were looking forward to that ride.
It's a good start.
There, I'm sure I got 2 stars or 1 star or something. It's a plastic cup.
He's probably telling that story. Believe this guy put his
cup on
top
my
of my car.
So you get the guy's rude to you. Yeah. The car smells of cigarette smoke or something. It's just a terrible experience.
Right. 15%.
You're going in no matter what.
15%. If the guy's great, 25. If he's above and beyond, 25.
He gets a whole bottle of water and a charger, he gets 25.
25. Oh, yeah.
I was at a guy, I was with an Uber driver a couple of months back who had like a little, had completely rigged up his own car. Had a little TV screen showing like the Nature Channel. Had it was basically the Honor Bar here. Had a selection of candies and mints. had a selection of drinks. Offered a beer at one point. I mean, had a little fan. I mean, he had a whole setup. I'm like, that guy.
I want that guy's phone number. I don't want to use Uber through him. I want him to be the guy that we do a weekly. Do you tip no matter what, Slee? I'm not saying you're going to hit a guy with a zero, but if you get the
Mace will. Mace gets bad service.
I don't think I've ever left a
for
zero.
For Uber, yes.
Mace
yes,
one time left us. He left a note that he had really bad service. He left a note that said, smile with a happy face with no tip.
Restaurant,
yeah.
Yeah.
But he was terrible.
What did he do?
He got all the orders wrong. He had to keep coming back and forth and say, oh, you wanted that, and I'm sorry you didn't want the coleslaw. And then on top of that, everything was late. Then he was just rude about the whole thing.
Yeah, that's not good.
He was very, very impolite and blaming us for us getting the wrong food.
Incompetence I can live with. Rudeness is
we were made to feel like we didn't order right.
if even you get rudeness, are you leaving a zero?
No.
I can't do it.
No, I left a zero, but it had 2 eyes and a smiley face. It was a zero, and it said smile.
That is the ultimate jerk move.
Yeah.
To leave a smiley face.
But I think
face.
I did that person a service. I bet you they reformed their
stepped
ways.
Stepped up their game.
I bet they realized,
bet they
you know what?
You
I
all
do,
the way home.
I okay. do need to smile.
You ever go back to that restaurant?
No.
No, of course. No, you can't because I figure, I'm sure this doesn't happen. But I envision like a wall in the back room of this guy, a little picture, or anybody named Steve Mason that comes back into this restaurant. He left a zero. Take care of him if he comes back to the store. Yeah.
The rude thing is, that's the thing that would irk me the most.
Yes.
You can screw up. You can have this right at this wrong. But you can't be rude in a customer service type of role.
No. The customer is always, I mean, having owned movie theaters for years, believe me, people made the most outrageous, stupid claims in the world, and the answer, as a rule, was totally understand. We're going to work on that, and in the meantime, here's a ticket to come back and see us again.
Yeah, that's how you do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's how you do it. They're always right. The customer's always right.
So how are you guys feeling about tonight?
I feel good. I feel like they're going to win this game.
Come on over here, Mace.
Yeah. I think they're, what are you, nervous?
I feel
jittery?
Good. I feel good. If you kind of stack it all up, there's more things that say Lakers are going to win than they're not going to win. I'm jittery only because of the opponent and the fact that they have a guy that can go bananas at any given point.
Wiggins is a big thing.
Three of them.
Yeah. Like, who's the third?
Poole. Okay. Like, Poole is freaky streaky. You know, it's like...
Well, let's hope he keeps streaking the same way he's
and
been
game streaking. Six, game six, Clay is a real thing, and then yep. they have Steph.
Yeah. I think and then the Wiggins thing is apparently they're going to evaluate before the game.
Sucks for him, but that's good news for the Lakers.
It's a big deal. Wiggins was really, really nice in game five.
Had a really good game in game five.
Yeah. He's one of their most athletic guys, John, right? Wiggins, that he's one of those guys that can kind of do... And if he's got bad ribs and he's got a cartilage fracture, rib fracture, whatever they're calling it,
yeah, Woj's,
he's going to be something less Woj's than his
best. Woj's tweet was, they'll evaluate during warm-ups, but it's going to affect his shooting regardless.
Yeah, but who's Woj's sources?
I think it's
yeah,
his absolute coin flip, and I can't wait for tip-off. Mm. I think this is exactly what makes the NBA great. I have zero feel. Normally, I have a feel like one team's going to win, the other team, the series has a certain feel to it. I think either team could win. And by the way, I think either team could win Sunday. I think that Mason's position, which I think is the popular one, is if the Lakers lose tonight, they're dead. I don't agree.
I don't subscribe to that.
I think LeBron has won in Northern California in Game 7
LeBron
of the finals.
LeBron and AD can win one game.
Right.
No question about it.
Right.
So, I tell you, I think if you don't win tonight, going back to San Francisco, I just think it's a scary proposition.
Right. But it's not impossible.
I'll tell you this. The Warriors would be favored.
Well, in game five, the Warriors were 7.5-point favorites.
Yes.
Tonight, the Lakers are 2.5-point favorites.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Which is basically, you get 3 points for home court. So it's basically
it's a toss-up. I'm curious why you have no feel. Is it because these games have been hard to predict? Because they're so evenly matched? Because of the wild card factor of a Clay and a Steph?
Think of it this way. Okay, the Warriors are the best three-point shooting team maybe in the history of the NBA just because of Clay and Steph.
Yep.
And Poole... I've seen Poole warming up, make 25 threes in a row. He's just that. He's that streaky guy. By the way, D'Angelo Russell, same way. D'Angelo Russell is like either make them all or miss them all. It seems weird. Think about this, Trav. Game one. Lakers up 14 with 3 minutes to go. Warriors go on a 14-0 run. And if Jordan Poole makes that shot that everybody criticized him for, but I've seen him make, I think the game goes into overtime, and the Lakers are wondering what the number of the bus was that hit them, and it is probably a Warriors win. Now, go to game four, okay? I don't know if this is somebody to blame, but do you guys know the play they ran, the play that the Warriors
the
decided
turnover from Draymond?
To run, is a play called the Hammer?
The Hammer, yeah.
And, Jorge, see if you have that hammer description the other day from Budenholzer. And
LeBron called it out before it even, the action right,
and,
even started.
Right, right. Knew the play, yeah.
You'll be surprised that play was, you got it? Listen to this. This is, first you'll hear Mike Budenholzer, and then you'll hear Darvin Ham. Here's the exact play that for some reason, Steve Kerr decided to, what are you talking about? All right, don't play it because I think you've got something different. But basically, it doesn't start with Budenholzer, Jorge?
Okay, it does. Yeah, Greg says it does.
Okay. All right, go ahead and hit it.
Okay, so we're talking about an ATO that has commonly been called or referred to as a hammer play, and had the good fortune of working with Darvin Ham for the last 9 years. And he had a pretty amazing 12-year NBA career and was a special player, and coaches used him in lots of different unique ways.
The hammer play essentially is a misdirection play. It was actually born in a timeout. I think we're in Indiana, and George Karl drew this up for me. We would have these plays and have these huge hands, and, you know, I had good hands. I would always draw a crowd, whether I went hard, drive to the basket, or he posted me sometimes to make a quick spin move or whatever. We had three 20-point scorers in Sam Cassell, Ray Allen, Big Dog, eventually Michael Redd, Tim Thomas, another great player. The whole league anticipated him drawing up something for them. So every now and again, I got a chance to get me a play thrown in there.
Ham goes into the corner, Glenn Robinson baseline jumper.
Do you know how to beat it?
Man, you just got to be aware. Like, you see that shooter up top and that big kind of floating around the mid lane, that's when you know, hey, watch out for the hammer.
Okay, so They call the hammer.
Against the hammer.
Against the hammer. And that's why LeBron and AD knew to stay home.
Yep. Mm.
And so Draymond is that big.
Draymond is ham in this situation.
Draymond was the hammer.
Yeah.
He starts driving to the basket, and Darvin is yelling, watch out for the hammer. LeBron's yelling, watch out for the hammer. And AD doesn't move. Nor they were counting on AD to come into the paint.
Help on Draymond.
Yep. Help on Draymond. And then Clay and Steph were just sitting there. And then instead, Draymond jumped in the air and he went, oh God, AD didn't come. And then he throws it right to AD.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Trav, if they don't call the hammer,
Who knows? They
probably have a chance to win game 4. That's why I don't have a feel for this. It is that close. There's been all this weird stuff happening, and I think this game could go either way tonight. That's why I love sports. I think it's going to be super fun.
I don't have a feel for it, but I have a sense. Yeah. Like Andy Kamenetsky goes as a sense for things. So my sense is that tonight is a night that the Lakers do win this. It's going to be close, but I do believe they win, and they win because of Anthony Davis. I think Anthony Davis tonight has a dominant performance.
It's pretty crazy to think about. The next time the four of us are together will be on Monday.
Yep.
And we will be talking
about... Unless I'm flying to Denver.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah, you might be flying to Denver, but we'll be talking about either the Lakers blew a 3-1 lead and had a disastrous end to what was kind of a fun little playoff
run. Or we're getting ready for the Western Conference Finals.
They're going in the Western Conference Finals with a real chance to advance to the NBA Finals and win their 18th championship. That the two poles of this, there is no middle. There is no,
we're either going to be devastated or super excited.
Elated.
Yeah.
Those are the only two options come Monday afternoon, come Monday morning, where, hey, listen, can they stop Jokic? You got a chance. You know, AD did it again. Or what the happened to blow a 3-1 lead? Those are the only two things. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, no, this is why we do what we do and why it's fun to show up at work.
Scott Foster will be in Miami.
He's in Miami.
So
he's in Miami.
You want to take a guess at the last 10 playoff games for the Miami Heat that have been officiated by Scott Foster, what the Miami Heat record is?
How many wins for the
games?
Heat?
Last 10, 9-1.
Miami is the team that the NBA would like to lose. So I think it's the other way. I think it's 1-9.
Close.
0-10.
0-10.
The extender.
0-10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that hilarious? That the NBA has a WWE official running around.
You know how they take shots of people when they arrive at the arena? Yeah. Foster should come in wearing a holster dressed like the Lone Ranger.
The extender.
The extender has arrived.
Well, we'll see how we do on Monday. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. We'll see you Monday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
If the Lakers win,
yes,
I will drop a Yo Mama joke.
Really?
I will be so excited that I will drop a Yo Mama joke.
Do you know what Yo Mama joke you'll drop?
No, I will research it before the game.
Okay, so you're promising that if the Lakers win at the end of the broadcast, the Lakers win, your mama's so fat.
Yes.
Oh, I...
Somehow I don't think it's good. No, really.
Why not?
You couldn't.
What's it worth to you?
Oh, see, why would you bring up the money? He was just going to do it.
Yeah, you should just paint.
There's no way you will do a Yo Mama joke at the end of a Lakers win.
I've been told there's no way I'll do it. There's
was gonna
a price
do it.
On it. Now I will do it for $100.
Oh, see, look what you did, Mace.
Okay, $100.
Shit Friday.
Are you accepting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! This would be amazing.
I can't do it if they lose.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh please, come on! Now I want him to win so much more.
By the way,
will it be your mama so fat? Your mama so dumb? Your mama so round?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to come up with one.
Oh God!
Alex downstairs loved the yo mama jokes. Loved them.
By the way, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I can't wait for this game.
I can't wait for them to win.
Are you going, Bergman?
Yes, I will be there.
Mason, you're not going,
right?
I am
not going because I couldn't get a seat, and I'm like, I don't want to stand in the suite.
You know what's crazy? They gave us a seat last minute.
You don't want to...
No, they gave us a seat last minute?
Well, you don't want to go if you don't have a seat because they'll put you in the hockey press box. And you might as well, if you're in the hockey press box, you might as well be watching
Were you
from...
yanking my chain
no,
all along?
No,
there they, was a seat,
no, there
and
was
you
no
told
seat.
Me there
I will
wasn't,
show you,
and then...
I will show you the emails.
Now there is a seat, and I don't
now
have a credential, and you're going to be sitting next to Sliwa.
I will not be next to Sliwa. I'll be where I was in the last game.
Oh, that's a good spot, though.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. By the way, pivotable, capable of turning on, or as if on a pivot. Pivotable is completely appropriate.
I don't know if you remember this, but I've given up challenging you on what is a word and what is not a word.
I don't know where they come from.
100% of the time, you'll go, yeah, that's a word. I'll go, that's not a word, and we'll look it up, and it's a friggin' word.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have no idea where these things come from. They're just trapped up there somewhere. By the way, I got on the scale, and my cocktail issue is no longer good for my weight issue.
You're back over 200 now.
Nah, 199. 199.
You think he's telling the truth? People that are over 200s always say they're 199. Jorge, do you think if we got a scale in here and got him to stand on it, that he would...
205.
I say 203.
Well, the problem is that the clothes actually do add, what, like 5 to 7?
Well, we can account for that.
199.
Do you guys know, at the Marriott, do they have scales in the guest rooms?
We can ask Sam.
I don't know.
Ask Sam. Go ask Sam if he has a scale.
He's not here right now. He's at lunch. I'll text
Stephanie.
Him. Stephanie!
Yeah,
Stephanie!
I say if we get a scale in here today, if Mason is telling us he's 199, he's really 203.
Oh, get her. She's walking by.
Really?
Bang on the window or something.
Why would
Stephanie.
Why would she have a scale?
No.
Why would she have a scale?
She doesn't have a scale, but she has a key to Sam's place at LA Live.
So the idea is... Stephanie goes to Sam's place at LA Live, steals...
Gets the scale and brings it over here.
I'll tell you, if there's one thing I don't want to see in a hotel room, it's a scale. I don't want a scale in the hotel room.
Well, but it's not a hotel room. It's his room.
The other thing, there are mirrors in hotels. Sometimes the mirrors are
designed
to make you look thin so you have a good association with a place. Have you ever seen this?
Is that a real thing?
100%.
If you go to a hotel, they actually make you look better.
Yes. Like, for example,
well, you
in
know,
Vegas.
This is very much a thing, Greg, in department stores. There was a whole Seinfeld about this, where Elaine tried on a dress.
And then she went outside.
And then she went outside, and Kramer, who has no filter, goes,
but
that dress
snow.
Makes you look fat. And she goes, no, it doesn't. And she looks in the mirror, and she goes, this does. He goes, the skinny mirror. They tricked me with the skinny mirror.
By the way, Vegas.
Is that where she went outside in the snow and then she wasn't allowed to return it because of the bottom of the dress?
Know, like, of course, everything goes wrong.
All
after that,
Vegas hotel rooms have skinny mirrors because they want you to look in the mirror and say, wow, I look good. I'm going to go.
The other
out.
Thing you'll never see in a Vegas casino, you guys know what it is? Ever?
You can't open up the windows.
Nope. In a casino.
In a casino. No.
You will never see it.
An
a
exit?
Clock.
Clock.
Yeah. A clock.
There is never a clock. The dealers aren't allowed to wear watches.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here's Stephanie. Okay. So Stephanie runs this place. Steph, do you know, does Sam, you've been to Sam's place over at LA Live, right?
Just one time, very briefly.
Okay. Do you think he has a scale over there? Like a scale you would weigh yourself with? Most places like that do. Will you ask him when he comes back? Is he here today?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, Mason.
Do we own a scale in the building? Like, does GKB own a scale to weigh in the various teammates?
For people, no. For male, yes.
Okay, so here's why we're asking. Mason claims he weighs exactly 199.
199.
And it is my contention that people that say that are really 205.
Is this like when you say you're 6 feet tall, but you're really like 5'10"?
I am exactly the same thing.
I am 5'11" and a half, and the half is made up.
You have, Steph, you have 3 hours. If you can produce a scale,
okay,
we will hail you as the hero of the day, okay?
Oh, I can. Okay, I like that.
So see if you can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now, I don't know why people just don't believe me. Take me at my word.
Okay,
take me at my word.
So not only am I going to take you at your word.
Yeah.
but I'm going to offer you a bet.
Okay.
Okay. $30,000 of mythical money. I say you're 200 or over.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Whoa. That's a gift. So if you're not.
Get that scale.
You accept?
I do accept.
So okay. If you're over, you have to. Oh, you owe him $30K.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's a $30,000 bet.
I feel very good about 199. What's the text?
Stephanie, you're off the hook. Carlo is bringing a scale.
Oh. Look at Mason's face. Mason's like, crap, they called me on it.
How the hell did they get a scale?
How did Carlo get a scale?
How did Carlo get
did you
a
tell,
scale?
Did you tell Stephanie she doesn't have to worry about it?
She just walked away. I'll text her.
Yeah. Tell her.
So Stephanie, is he bringing it from home? Is it going to be here in time? I have to leave before late crosstalk. Maybe it won't get here in time.
You don't have to leave before late
crosstalk.
Oh,
he'll be here at 3 o'clock.
I did actually today. He'll be here soon.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, he says it's coming in?
Yeah.
I would watch what you eat between now and 3 o'clock.
Sing alert. Come on, sing alert. Go sing alert. But here's the problem. If you're fully dressed, it's not the same as if you're not fully dressed. Although, God knows, I've been down to my
I was going to say
skivvies. Before.
If it would win you the bet, you'll go down to your
probably
underwear.
Would. Yeah, probably would.
But if you're like 207, then don't even worry about
no,
it.
No, then it would make no difference whatsoever. Yeah. No.
See, I think most people, like, if you're 5'11 and somebody asks you how tall you are, people always say 6 feet.
Yeah.
I'm between 6 feet and 6'1. I'm like, literally, I'm a little taller than six, but not quite to 6'1. I'm convinced as I get older that I know this sounds
you
ridiculous.
You are.
I'm getting shorter.
No, I was as tall as you. I'm not. I was as tall as you because you're older than me. You're shrinking. I'm not there yet. So right now you and I are about the same height.
No, I disagree. You want to bet on that? You want to bet another 30 on that? That I'm taller
that
than
we're
you?
We're about the same height?
No, that I'm taller than you. That's it.
Oh, no, you are taller than me, but very slightly.
Right.
I'm 5'11 and a half. I don't believe you're between 6'1 and 6'2.
You want to bet me?
Yeah.
Okay, 30 on that.
30 wait, is it? That. You said 6 foot.
Man. No,
I'm 6'1 or 6'2.
Between 6'1 and 6'2.
No, I'm between 6 and 6'1.
Okay, so that's you just bet on 6'1 to 6'2.
No,
you got to get this straight.
I'm under 6'1, but above 6.
Are you still betting on that, Mace? Because you bet on 6'1 to 6'2.
You can get out. I'll let you out if you think I'm if you don't think I'm between 6 and 6'1. I'll let you out.
are we making the bet or not?
No, he passed.
Way of changing
that's
the
his,
subject.
That's his way of passing.
Yeah, do you not understand what this means? Let's move on.
You can also give an answer of yes or no.
But how do you remember every episode of Seinfeld? Like, I remember a couple of episodes, like, they're real and they're fantastic and stuff like that. I don't remember half of the episodes that you remember.
What are you all dressed up for?
I'm returning this dress to Barney's.
Good idea.
Good idea.
The other day I was watching one and there was a woman. It was Wendy Malick. She's a pretty good
actress.
I love
Wendy Malick. She was in Just Shoot Me. There you go.
Wendy Malick had a new hairstyle and Jerry and Elaine thought it was the ugliest hairstyle of all time. So they arranged to have Kramer drop in when Wendy Malick is at Jerry's place because they know he'll tell her, you got to change your hairstyle. That looks awful. And he goes the other way. He walks in, he goes, you know, nobody wears their hair like that anymore. You should keep it. And Elaine and Jerry are like, no. She goes, really? I was thinking about going for a change. He goes, nope, don't change it, no matter what. And so everything Kramer says is like no filter, and it goes against what the goal is.
Right.
But Seinfeld, I still watch it. Every night on TV Land, it's on from like 10 to 2 a.m.
Yeah, I don't. While you're awake, I'm trying to watch new stuff all the time. Like going to, we got breaking news.
So this is from Ari Myrov, who's been covering the NFL for a long time, it says. He says that Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder has announced that he reached agreement on a deal to sell the franchise to a group led by Josh Harris. The Dan Snyder era is officially coming to an end.
Now, is that the group that included Magic?
Yes,
I think.
I think Josh Harris and Magic were in this together. So
I need to see something from Schefter, too, but this is what...
Yeah,
is
a lot of people thought Dan Snyder would be like Artie Moreno and never let go of the rope.
Last minute, yeah.
Schefter has it, too. And Washington Commanders and a partnership led by Josh Harris have entered into a purchase and sale agreement. It was jointly announced today.
Did they announce the price?
It does not have
I
the price.
I think it was like
$6
billion.
$6 billion.
The agreement is subject to NFL approval as well as the satisfaction of customary closing conditions.
I mean, they would approve anybody at this point would be better than Daniels. They'd approve Donald Sterling.
Well, I read he's trying to keep all of the details of the investigation on the down low.
Right.
Because apparently there's bad stuff.
By the way, this show's going to be fun today. At some point, Michael Thompson and Pepe Montilla are coming by, and Pepe is hosting Game of Games today, which he's only done once before.
Oh, wow. That would be a potpourri game.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's what Pepe likes. So they'll be along at some point today. I don't know when.
Excellent. All right, coming up next, we're getting you ready for Game 6 tonight at Crypto.com Arena. We'll have the game for you here on 710 ESPN. Pre-game 5:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. Lakers chance to punch their tickets to the Western Conference Finals where they would face the Denver Nuggets. We'll do the Rams schedule coming up next. Interesting wrinkles in the Rams schedule. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
199.75. It's my prediction. By the way, Dodgers are home to the Padres this weekend. It's Dustin May versus Ian Snell tonight. Julio Urias
Blake Snell.
I'm sorry, Blake Snell. Who did I call him? Is there Ian
Snell? Ian, that's his brother.
There was an Ian Snell.
I think there was an Ian
Snell. I don't know where he was, though.
Julio Urias versus Joe Musgrove tomorrow, and then Tony Gonsolin versus Michael Wacha on Sunday. What's interesting about this series, John, and what's interesting about the Padres is somehow they're batting .203 with runners in scoring position. That is by far the worst in Major League Baseball, and if you look at the median average, it's about .259. They're .203 with runners in scoring position. The median is .259.
And they're winning.
And, well, they're .500 now, yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, they're .500 now. Did you do the blue review today?
Did do the blue review today.
Big CY in the sky?
Big CY in the sky was there. Amplified?
Yeah, he still didn't promote his own what is it, a podcast, I guess?
No, well, it's a YouTube
YouTube show.
Yeah.
I like that.
YouTube show.
You can also get it on the ESPN LA app, by the way.
Oh, there you go. You can do that, too. Okay, so Rams schedule. Now, John, you were wrong about one thing.
I said there'd only be one national TV game, and I think there are two.
There are two! Yeah. There are twice as many national TV games as you originally anticipated. There is week three against the Bengals at Cincinnati on Monday Night Football.
That's a loss.
And then week 16 against the New Orleans Saints on Thursday Night Football.
Who's going to play quarterback for the Saints this year?
You know, I've lost track.
Is Jameis still there?
Is Jameis Winston
still there? Is Andy Dalton still there?
I don't think so. I think Andy Dalton went to Carolina.
So if you look at the Rams schedule, they play three out of their first four on the road. Then they come home and face Philadelphia, so that's a good spot for them. They also are at Baltimore this year. They are at the Giants, who should be good. Obviously,
Derek Carr went there.
Yeah, oh, Derek Carr is there. Yeah,
should be better.
It's Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, and Jake Haener.
And what's his name, who they put in, the guy from BYU, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill, yeah. But I don't think Taysom Hill is a quarterback anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if they use him that way. That idea didn't necessarily fly.
He's in as a tight end on the depth chart.
So, as a Rams fan, I view the schedule release as perfunctory. You got to release a schedule.
Right.
There's got to be one. You know, obviously the league has the same view of the Rams that I do, which is it's not going to be a competitive football team this year.
Yeah, despite what they say. You know, the Rams are saying one thing, but their actions are doing another.
Right.
You know, they didn't sign any free agents. They let a ton of big names go.
Basically, every big name except for three. They got Cooper Kupp, they got Aaron Donald, and they got Matthew Stafford, and that's really it
right.
in terms of names. Otherwise,
Jalen Ramsey gone, Leonard Floyd gone,
Bobby Wagner gone.
Right.
I mean, basically,
Allen Robinson wasn't great. Gone.
Gone. Yeah. I mean, I think in the final analysis, they are putting together a roster of draft picks and undrafted free agents, and we'll see what comes of it. I heard Shadano and Cap ask Les Snead if they were punting on the season. They sort of attributed that to me, and he said, "We are not punting on the season."
Well, Les can't say that.
No.
I mean, it's his job to field a good team. He's not going to come out and say, "Our team sucks." I mean, it's counterproductive to what his position is.
So what I think is they are trying to reinvent the wheel by tearing it down twice as fast as any other team has ever been torn down and rebuilding it faster than any team has ever been rebuilt. I think that's their new strategy. That's why this coming year is a setup year, John. They're remodeling. It's a setup
year. So they're tanking, but we're going to use the words setup year.
Setup year. Yeah.
Yet you, as a loyal Rams fan and season ticket holder, will be rooting for them to lose every game so you can get Caleb Williams.
That is correct. I am hoping for Caleb Williams.
I actually see your logic. I hate tanking, but I see your logic. Matthew Stafford is, what, 38 years old? Caleb Williams, the best college quarterback I think I've ever seen.
Yep.
If you can get him, one bad year, why not?
Yeah, one bad year is all it takes. And obviously, we're 5-12 last year, so I know what bad years look like. I survived it. Eventually, you become sort of numb to it, and you just stop feeling your feelings.
You just get
about losing.
Used to losing.
You get used to losing. It's a weird feeling, but I anticipated losses last year. I still went to the games, and by the way, the food, very good where I sit. I know you guys don't like the food at SoFi Stadium.
Overrated.
Food, very good where
overrated.
I sit.
Overrated.
Yeah, it's the only
overrated
$6 billion stadium in the world. Where the Olympics are happening.
The stadium is beautiful. The food is terrible. The parking is terrible. It's not saying anything bad about the stadium itself.
Oh, okay. Well,
how
no.
it stood.
I think the parking's tough. I think
it's
the
awful.
Parking's
the
challenge.
Food is awful.
The food I don't really have the full experience of because I'm in a
you go to
yeah,
a special
I can't
place.
Believe they screwed up the food as bad as they did.
Yeah, but that's always a fixable thing.
Right. That's what's encouraging.
You need
about
to
it.
Be more specific about the food
okay.
issues.
All right. Now, how's this for being specific?
Okay.
I went to a game.
Yep.
I said I want something other than a hot dog.
Yes.
I walked up. There were no food options. There were. They,
what do you,
I
what
could
do you
get
want?
A hot dog. I got anything. I could like, get a. I could get a burger. I could get nachos. I could get. I. You know what? I,
you're so, saying there was a concession stand that sold
that,
only hot dogs.
Correct.
The
and,
only hot dog stand.
Yeah. And then I said, okay, no problem. I'll walk out. I'll go up to the concourse because I wanted to see what kind of the stadium was. And
right.
I thought, all right, somewhere in this place, they've got to have tacos.
Right.
All right. That seems like an LA thing that they'd have tacos.
They do exist there.
Couldn't find them.
Yeah.
Asked three different people that worked there. Hey, they sell tacos anywhere in this? Have no idea. I go, okay. Walk back. Still the only thing I could get was a hot dog. I ended up buying the hot dog because I was hungry. Terrible. And I said, I'm never coming here again without eating before I come, which is what I do now.
So tell me if this is weird. The only thing I ever eat at, like, for example, when I walk across the street to the Laker games.
Yep.
And they've got press food.
Right.
You know, they've got troughs of, you know.
Troughs.
Right? Isn't it really
sounds like we're
trough.
Horses bellying up to
everybody
the
everybody just putting their
by
face
the way,
in
you're
and
not,
shoveling
you're
it into their mouth,
isn't
actually.
Isn't that kind of true? I mean,
yeah.
It's troughs of stuff. And I always like when I'm sitting behind you, I always go, I'm just going to get a hot dog at the concession stand and coming back. The only thing I ever really eat is a hot dog. I don't want more. I don't want big, sloppy food. Now, occasionally, I'll get helmet nachos at a baseball game, which are sloppy
Very.
And a mess.
See, I think the food at Dodger Stadium is great.
Well, if you go out to center field, you can get anything.
Right, and
I
that's
mean,
that's the problem with SoFi.
The center field
you can walk
section,
forever, and there's no selection, there's no anything.
Yeah, I mean, I strongly recommend the center field section. They did an unbelievable
LAFC
job.
LAFC food is great, too.
LAFC has great food.
They got great food.
They did a really good job with their food.
Yeah.
And by the way, and SoFi, I've told it before, but when Riley wanted chicken fingers, there was only one place in the entire concourse that sold chicken
fingers.
And
at Dodger Stadium,
more sophisticated palate.
No, at Dodger Stadium,
I tell her that.
I think you can get chicken fingers at any concession stand.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's chicken fingers at every concession stand at Dodger Stadium.
Except for the specialty stands. Like if you go to Philippe's or, you know, whatever, Tocalicious or whatever. If you're not a specialty stand, the generic regular stands, you can get chicken fingers. Because that's what I got last time I went to a Dodger game.
Yeah. You can get, they put all of their different concession stands that are just the Dodger concession stands. You get all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what you should do in a stadium so other people can get what they want.
Yeah. I just
SoFi doesn't do that.
I'm good with that, though. By the that's one. So the hot dog stand where I go to at Crypto is self serve. Have you been to those? You press the thing on the menu.
Is it no cash? Do they not allow cash?
No cash. Okay. You press a menu. Somebody slides the hot dog to you. Now is that? But they have the same thing: 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%. If it's literally a self serve stand and somebody's actually just sliding you a hot dog like a Crypto,
do I interact with another person?
He will slide you the hot dog.
10%.
10%.
Yeah, 10% for that. No more.
Yeah, he's got to call your name, Steve. Hot dog for Steve.
No, here's why. Here you go. That guy behind the counter,
yeah,
is getting stiffed for minimum wage. I know it. So instead of that guy getting stiff for minimum wage, you can make his day. Give him a 10% tip.
Here's what I don't like.
If it costs $10, give him an extra buck. Come on.
I don't like that they pull up all the money and then give it divided equally between everybody, because then I don't know if my money actually went to the person that did a really good job.
I see your point, but I think it's strength in numbers with the servers. I think what the servers would say is, look, we have no control over who sits in our section. When I used to be a waiter, the waiters that I was working with were all like very biased. Like if a table of a certain ethnicity came in, they would say, those guys don't tip. I said, that's ridiculous. You can't paint a whole race with one brush. I'll take them. And I had really good luck. Any table I took, I would just kill them with kindness and they would always tip me.
Yeah.
And so I had no problem sharing the tips with other people because I knew they were trying to do the same thing. And it was just more money.
Yeah.
You know, it was I couldn't control which people sat in my section and which didn't.
Right. All right. Coming up next for you, we will officially spin the wheel of questions. We are getting
I put a
ready.
Bunch of good questions in there today,
good.
By the way.
We're getting ready for Game 6, which is tonight. You'll hear it here on 710 ESPN.
Can't wait.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay. All right. This involves me telling you guys a story, and then I'm going to ask you the question at the end of the story.
Got it.
All right. You know I am the parlay king. I love parlay. I am...
We heard the story before,
you
guys.
Haven't heard this story, Pepe. Okay. All right. So one bettor on FanDuel bet $200 on a six-leg parlay.
Okay.
Five of the six legs have already come in. If he hits the sixth one, it pays $300,000. Actually, pays $303,000 on a $200 bet. $303,000. All right, so $300,000.
Yep.
If he hits the last, now here's the parlay: Argentina winning the World Cup, check. Georgia winning the National Football Championship, check. Novak Djokovic winning the Australian Open, check. University of Connecticut making it to the Final Four, check. Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, check.
Wow.
Here's the last leg. Golden State Warriors winning the 22-23 NBA Championship. So here's my question. This bettor put the bet slip up for sale at the start of the Lakers series for $35,000 and found no takers. The sportsbook, FanDuel, came to him after the Warriors fell behind 3-1.
Right.
And offered him $11,000 for the $200 ticket.
To make up for the fact that they were potentially going to
lose $300,000.
Yeah.
He said no. Mm. So here's my question for you. Knowing that you get $300,000 if the Warriors come back against the Lakers and then go on to win the title, if I offered you the ticket right now, Greg, for $1,000, would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a Laker fan and I don't want that. I don't want to even put that into the world that the Warriors are going to win
Mace,
the whole thing.
For $1,000, I'll sell you this ticket, which may be worth nothing, or if the Warriors come back, you win $300,000.
So it's a $1,000 investment.
Correct. I'm selling you the betting slip for $1,000. Would you do it?
I think I probably would.
Jorge, I'm guessing you would do it because you're not a Laker fan, right?
I mean, I just, for the mythical money, no.
But you wouldn't do it for real money?
I wouldn't do it for real money.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't want to get hooked. A lot of people tell me you get hooked. Like, Greg was telling me the stats from all the bets that I've played so far. It's like 13, what, how many, what's the
you're
the
like 13 of your last 15 bets for like $295,000.
First of all, Brenda will leave you.
Yeah, oh, no, for sure. I mean, you needed to start gambling for real. You need to start gambling for real.
But I'll take the $1,000. I wouldn't risk it for the $300,000.
You know what I would do if I was him, if I was the actual bettor? I'd bet a hedge. I'd bet a bunch of money on the Lakers to win this series right now. And that way, no matter what happens in this series, I get paid.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Yeah.
But
a hedge. So either way, you're going to make something.
I wouldn't do it, Greg, for the same reasons you wouldn't do it. I'm not allowed to bet anything NBA anyway.
No, wait
but
a minute. Golden State's way. Got to win.
Not only this series, but two more.
Oh, yeah. No, I would not. Golden State's not going to win this series and two more.
For $1,000? I think they can beat Denver. And if they get to the finals and it's Boston Warriors, they beat them in six last year.
So we got some mythical money here. It's time. I mean, the Lakers are minus 3.5. You guys got money on this?
I can't.
I know
is it
you
can't. 3.5 or 2.5?
3.5. It is now Lakers
is that
minus 3.5.
That's the best line you can get.
That's what it is right now. Lakers minus 3.5.
Yeah, I'm betting mythical money on this.
What are you doing?
Cuánto.
Give me, by the way, I'm finding minus 3.
We were always using a hook, minus 3.5.
Yeah, we'll give you the better half. So, wait, so
no,
minus 2.5.
No, the better
half
is 2.5.
Yeah, so you can have 2.5.
Lakers by 3, give me 50,000 mythical dollars.
50K, all right. But that means,
like
that means Lakers minus 2.5.
Lakers minus 2.5, yeah. But Lakers are going to win by 3.
I like the confidence you put in that one. 50,000.
50,000.
I like it.
It's your turn.
I'm sitting out on this one.
Sitting out on it?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, come on.
Come on, tonight.
Soft.
Tonight.
Soft.
How about you put money on it?
I don't bet on my teams. I don't bet on my teams.
Guarantee.
I don't do it. I refuse. Never have, never will.
Yeah, I wonder if gambling was legal, I wonder if I would start doing it for real.
Oh, God, you'd lose so much money.
Note from Spencer, one of our listeners, Ireland. Tacos are in the 100 section, VIP only, and they suck.
Well,
overrated.
Maybe you should try being a VIP.
Overrated.
Yeah. No way.
You love this bit.
I'm okay with it. I just think it's weird that on the home of the Rams, this is what we're chanting. But
we're not saying anything about the Rams. It's just the stadium.
They do own the stadium.
The stadium's beautiful.
Yeah.
The stadium's nice.
Okay, I got this. Yesterday we talked a lot about Anthony Davis, and we talked about the mockery that he dealt with after the game because he had been in a wheelchair at one point. And, you know, Shaq and Kenny are making wheelchair signs with their chairs. And then Stephen A. goes into his thing yesterday. So... I got an email from someone, and I won't say their name, but somewhere along the line, I had a dealing with this person in some way.
Okay.
She says, I listened to the podcast of the Mason and Ireland show every night. I was surprised to hear your comments about those who were laughing at AD's apparent injury. It wasn't that long ago that you were laughing at the comments made by Nickell Robey-Coleman when he hurt Tommy Lee Lewis.
Yeah, laid him out on a Waffle House frying pan.
Against the Saints. In fact, The show played the comments several days and laughed about it every time. Tommy Lee Lewis
obviously
was,
I smacked his ass. You feel me? Put that boy on a Waffle House frying pan.
She says Robey-Coleman thought it was hilarious that he caused the injury. I don't see how it was funny. I'm so disappointed. Signed, nice person.
Okay.
Now, Tommy Lee Lewis, to the best of my knowledge, was not injured on that play. He took a big shot, but I don't think Tommy Lee Lewis got hurt on that play.
I don't think he missed any time.
No, I don't think he missed any. That's the difference, I think. Now, do you see the parallel there?
No. in football is you're trying to hit the other guy Correct. As hard as humanly possible. He's wearing pads to protect himself.
And
so.
Tommy Lee Lewis did not leave the field on a gurney or a wheelchair or anything like that, to the best of my knowledge.
No, he got up and yelled at the refs for not throwing
a
flag.
Yeah, exactly. So, nice person who emailed me. I hope you're the subject line was hypocritical comments. I will say to you, write to me the next time I have hypocritical comments, because I'm sure they will come again.
They will be along shortly, probably in this segment.
199.85. 199.85.
It keeps moving. How is it moving as you're talking?
Because I don't know what
it is.
He may be losing weight as we speak.
Every scale has a different price to it.
Every word out of your mouth, you're losing 0.5?
No. Don't you think that every scale measures differently?
Shouldn't it not be that way?
It shouldn't be, but don't you think every scale, if you get a multiple, like the scale at the doctor's office makes you look like a fat ass. I mean, that the one
with
because
they want you to keep coming back to the doctor.
They want you, so that one, they keep sliding those things, and it's like, holy hell, how many things do you need to slide over there to get this thing to balance? I think doctor scales are definitely designed to make you seem like a fat ass. I don't know what scale we've got coming from Carlo, but it could very well be rigged.
Well, I'll get on it first. I know exactly what I weigh. I weigh 185, and since I'm fully dressed, it'll probably be 188. If it's around 188, then the scale's good. And then we'll try it. Then we'll weigh you.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it. Oh, the weigh-in.
Okay, so you're 188, and whatever the clothes weigh, you'll go over that, because you'll probably be like 190-something.
Maybe. We'll see.
What is that?
So I'm getting a group text from Brenda's cousins and whatever.
Yeah.
They want to get together with the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they said, hey, we're available on a Saturday the 20th. And I said, oh, if it was any other day.
I have taught you well.
There you go. You've got it. All right. 2 o'clock call of the daytime. Now, we're getting ready for a pivotable. It's actually an elimination game. Pivotable. Lakers with a chance to close out the defending world champions tonight at Crypto.com Arena. What do you got? Got a prediction, got a rant, got a whatever you got right now. Bergman, we've had such good luck with the 2 o'clock call of the day.
Not yesterday.
Over a period of time. Sometimes they don't, they seem like they're not working, and then suddenly you wind up with something like this.
Boom! How do you like that one?
Yeah, we mocked Beto, and all we've been doing is play that drop since Beto screened the calls.
877-710-ESPN. Big day. 2 o'clock call of the day is next. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.